This week, on a very serious Zero Issues, we fix the character of Cable. Cable's broken, and it's our job to fix him. Maybe we succeed, maybe we don't. Tune in to find out.
Right now.
Right now.
No, now.
Now?
Now.
Well, no,
now.
We're going to do a thing. Wait, then start. Now.
No, now.
There's usually a now? Theme song and...
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues, Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Mark.
Hi. And I'm Kyle.
That's Kyle.
My name's Bri.
That's Bri.
Hi, I'm Bri.
That's Bri.
Hello.
Hi. Bri.
Yes.
How was your summer?
How was my summer? Because
it's over.
It is over. It was all right. It was okay. It was all right. It was okay.
Hey, all right, okay.
There's always so much pressure on summer, so many things you want to do, and, you know, it's always like, oh, I got a whole 20% of it done.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't complain too much. I'm alive. I think I'm healthy. I'm not going to go see a doctor to find out, but I think I'm healthy. And, yeah, that's it. How about you guys?
Good.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, also stuff I didn't get to do. I wanted to go to those Lutes and Alpine slides.
Oh, yeah.
Every summer. Never make it.
No.
I spent the first summer in my new house.
Yeah.
And it was nice. And it was a very nice summer. It was like short.
I felt like July seemed to go on and on. It was like, oh, this is going to last forever. And then August was done in the blink of an eye.
I know.
Yeah, very quickly.
But it seems like every August seems like that.
I work in a university, so when summer's over, you fucking know it.
Yeah. Seen a lot of students coming back in the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got nothing to add.
Where are you going with that?
I thought I had something when I started the sentence. Turns out, nothing.
Nope.
It's summer's over. It's getting awful cold.
So I think we should...
Go to the news.
Moment of zip.
Let's warm up.
Oh, warm up. Oh, great. There's no news on this one.
Yeah, we're not doing news.
Dung, 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 dung. The warm up. There it goes, right?
No news.
Welcome to the warm up.
I had a weird thing happen to me this weekend.
Did you like it?
I did. It was interesting.
Would you do it again?
I don't know if I could. Don't think so.
Okie doke. What was it?
Well, you see.
Yeah.
I went to my parents' camp, and if you're not from here, a camp is a cottage here. This is what we call cottages. Mm-hmm. Went out to my parents' cottage with my wife and my cats.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out with my parents. And it always comes up, who wants to play a game?
I do.
I love games. I love certain games. Some other games, not so much.
What games don't you like? How do you feel about Monopoly?
I don't mind Monopoly.
Throw it in the garbage.
If I've got the time.
Yeah, if you've got 8 hours.
And the people that want to do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Stick it out. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. But I love trivia games. And my mother and I both love Trivial Pursuit, but nobody else in the family loves the game.
Okay.
So we never play. I literally have not played it in over a decade.
Forgot the rules.
Everyone else is very important. They don't have time for these trivial pursuits.
Exactly.
Oh!
You see, it would be this mat that you would put on the floor and would have different conclusions written on it that you could jump to.
So it was myself, my mother, and my stepfather, and... Throughout the course of the game, one topic, one specific thing came up twice, which seemed really weird, was Solomon Grundy.
What?
Which Solomon Grundy, as we know it, is a comic character. He's a bad guy in DC. Mm-hmm. He's like the big lumbering zombie guy.
Yeah.
But I knew this. He's based on something. But I really didn't know that much about it. But he came up twice, not the DC character, but just the origin of that.
Yeah.
Came up twice in two separate cards, like an hour apart or something. And I was like, what is the odds of that? And then I get home today, No,
at yesterday. Your door, Solomon Grundy.
I'm looking through, yeah, it was yesterday, so then I'm just on Facebook or something. Brian Cronin, who writes for Comic Book Resources.
Right.
And does, like, tons of, like, little history tidbits and lists and little things.
He's, like, got the Legends thing, is yeah. it revealed or whatever. He does a lot of stuff like
that. He does a ton of different columns. Like, yeah. All just little tidbits for Comic Book Resources. And I guess he's got a new one called Look Back, and I don't know if it's, like, the looking back at the origins of certain characters or just like the first appearances and seeing how strange and weird they are.
The concept for Look Back is truly confusing, but in essence, it looks at single issues from 10, 25, 50, and 75 years ago. At the end of the day, at least it isn't a listicle.
So his Look Back was Solomon Grundy. And I'm like, what is this? Like, I haven't thought about this character specifically in a while. And then all of a sudden, In Trivial Pursuit twice, and then this. So it made me want to know what's the origin, like, of the character, but then the origin of that thing that was coming up in Trivial Pursuit, because it came kept coming up. It's a 19th century English nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
It's the one that he like, says, right?
Yeah. Kind of, like,
and you know what? I've changed my mind. It was a great summer.
Solomon Grundy, born on a Monday, christened on a Tuesday, married on a Wednesday, took ill on Thursday, grew worse on Friday, died on Saturday.
I feel like they really just padded out the Friday.
Yeah, buried on Sunday.
Also, he was still sick.
That yeah. was the end of Solomon Grundy, which is the worst nursery rhyme ever, really.
Well, but it's a riddle, right?
Is it?
Well, it's like, I mean, those didn't all happen within a week of each other.
That's true. I hope not for a lot of reasons.
There's the longer
to say
version.
Nothing of Horace Wimp, the ELO song.
And then there's a more filled out. There's other different versions of it, like just filled out or changed out a little bit, but the same basic gist. But on the thing that Brian Cronin posted, he appeared in All American Comics number 61 on October 1944. Like, and this is original Alan Scott. Green yeah. Lantern.
Okay.
So it's old school Green Lantern, and his real name is Cyrus Gold, and he emerges from a slaughter swamp.
Yep.
There's two escaped convicts that are running away, and they run through the swamp, and they see him kind of emerging from this swamp. But the thing is, in that Brian Cronin thing, he included the first, like, a couple of specific pages, and I got to read you the dialogue from this, because they see this guy emerging from the ground out of the swamp.
Yeah.
So what do? For some reason, again, I don't get the interim pages. They put the prison suit on him, so he's got the stripes, and they're sitting around a campfire now, and they're talking to him. And he's like, he looks like a zombie, but they're talking to him like, he's like, "Hey, Bob, how are you doing?"
Yeah.
They're like, "Where are you from?"
Well, was he nude and they wanted to dress him?
I don't know. Maybe. I
and
like,
do they have extra clothes?
And that was the other thing. I'm like, I don't know where. Like, they're in their total gangster outfits now. Where are you from, pal? What's your name?
Name? I have no name. I was born on Monday.
Born on Monday? Like that nursery rhyme guy?
They immediately.
I have little lamb.
Yeah. That nursery rhyme guy, Solomon Grundy, hey?
Yes, that is a good name. Solomon Grundy, it will be my name.
Okay, Solomon Grundy, but get this, I'm the boss here, understand? So what does he do? He just bitch slaps him. Solomon Grundy cracks him in the face, knocks him down. He says, "Do not touch me, I do not like to be touched." And these guys are like looking at him, and Solomon Grundy is...
Solomon Grundy, need heavy blanket.
He walked ahead. He's standing in this fight. He's standing in the bonfire.
Okay.
And they're like, "Look, he's standing in the fire. And it don't bother him. Grundy, you're going to be our new boss."
Just
instantly.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy can barely speak.
A lot happened in the last minute and a half.
Yeah, he just showed up naked. We gave him clothes. And he's walked into fire. That's boss material.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you something. You lead by example. And those guys are all going to learn how to stand in a fire.
Well, he says, "With you leading us, we ain't going to be down and out no more." I do not understand. Some things I was born knowing, but others I must learn. Kind of like everyone else.
Yeah, really. You're not special, Solomon.
No, nobody was born knowing things.
Certain things are innate.
Like what?
If you put food into a baby's mouth, what does it do?
Dies. Babies can't chew food.
There are certain innate biological things. Okay, okay. But then the guy's like, ha, 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 great guy.
I forgot how to breathe.
Let's be real. Human babies are the most useless babies.
But the guy's like, Muppet babies? Three in a row!
Just like balloons fall from the ceiling.
Just one balloon that says three on it.
Yeah.
But then
Kyle's already wearing his like all three Muppet Babies references shirt.
So Solomon Grundy actually kicks Alan Scott's ass.
Yeah. Well, because he's
made partially of wood.
Yeah.
And that is his weakness.
Yep.
Sure.
They went back to that in that Earth 2 stuff.
Did they? Mm-hmm. Okay. But then they're like, I don't know if we'll see him again after he eventually defeats him. And of course he returns. But as I was doing the research for this, I also discovered that in the premiere episode of Sesame Street, which was November 10th, 1969, there was a Solomon Grundy cartoon.
Get out of town.
The DC where, character or like
no, regular? Just like based on the loosely on the
yeah.
The nursery rhyme. Where he washes one part of his left hand of his body. That is how it was worded, which is weird. By the end of the week, he's still half dirty.
All right.
I don't know.
I feel like missing some of the connective tissue there.
Yeah.
Everybody on the cast and crew of Sesame Street in 1969. Was it Sesame Street?
Yeah.
High as balls.
High. Yeah, fair. 1979 episode of Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. There was on the side of one of the Acme boxes, jet-propelled skis, said Solomon Grundy Bindings.
Hmm.
A little tidbit. Hmm. And that's all I've got. I just was like, I went down to Solomon Grundy.
You're really in there. Tomorrow morning you wake up and Solomon Grundy's going to climb out of the Merck Swamp.
Yeah. On Tuesday.
Hey, how's it going?
You're my new boss.
Yeah.
Draw a comic.
Make me a matcha latte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
What the f***?
Cable.
Cable. Cable.
Yep. He's a...
Got your cable here.
He's a character.
He's a character.
Oh, he sure is.
He's a real cut-up.
He'll shoot your fucking face.
Not a great start.
So we do these things where it's like, fix this character. Yeah. So we've done that with, Gambit, Dr. Druid...
The Penguin.
Triathlon. Oh, Penguin.
Triathlon.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Mm. I'll admit, I had... tough time with this one Kyle proposed it. It was like, let's fix Cable, and I was like, yeah, let's fix Cable. And then when I got
started thinking about it,
I was like, okay, what's wrong with Cable? Like, it's not Gambit and it's not like Dr. Druid where it's pretty blatant.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, like, what's the tough thing with Cable? Like, he's got the Layfield stigma and the original
Layfield look.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the biggest thing, like just the shoulder pads and the look and whatever.
So strip them.
Yeah. But he's been altered since then. He doesn't look that way anymore.
Well, sometimes. It comes and goes,
but it's...
He's like a bit of a karma chameleon.
So it's the Layfield connection, a convoluted history.
Yes.
And the timeline thing.
Yeah.
But that is hardly unique in comics.
No.
Especially X-Men comics.
Exactly. He's got some ridiculous individual storylines that he's gone through, but that, again, is hardly unique in comics. And power changes and updates, and what can he do, and when can he... Like,
Now he's more powerful, he's less powerful. Yeah.
But which, again, is hardly unique in comics.
Yes.
So
really, we're fixing comics.
It's come to this.
In a tight 7 minutes.
Yes.
Cool. Who wants to take the first?
I'll go first.
Yep.
So I tried to boil down the essence of Cable, which was save the future, use big guns to do it. That's Cable in a nutshell. So I've tried to think of what's another way he can, go about saving the future? Because, the original reason he came back, I'm sure that's been fixed and retconned and all sorts of stuff by now. So I thought, if he's going to try to fix the future, he's going to have to start with the immediate present and the immediate future. What better way to do that than to...
Recycling.
That's right. Recycling.
He's going to recycle his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Recycle, cycle. Coming down the road, recycle, cycle. With your recycle, look, just find a treasure. Thrown into a bin, recycle, cycle. And use it over again.
derailed you.
I love it. That's what we're going with now.
Yeah.
This is a yes and situation. No, so I thought he would start a school. Because there's nothing X-Men love more than starting schools.
A school for gifted... It's all summer school, though.
Wait for it. So he starts the Ascani School for Mutants.
No.
You know, the idea is radicalization of young mutants, but a peaceful radicalization. So, like, sit-ins and shit like that.
That was their first class. So it's like sit-ins and shit like that.
So his staff includes Hope Summers, Evan Savanur, Cannonball, Rachel Summers is there. You know, like, people who Cable sort of knows.
Yeah.
But wait, it's a summer camp. And
of course it is.
They're all camp counselors. And they're going up against all the other mutant schools in the summer camp games. So it's a teen sex romp. And Cable is the gruff counselor who's, you know, he's mentoring the next generation. He's doing it while trying not to give himself another heart attack because he's probably had a bunch at this point.
I wanted to go like full Wet Hot American Summer with just like Josh Brolin as Cable.
Yeah.
Just in the mix.
Please.
Yeah.
And I forgot when sort of doing this that Cable is now young and hot.
Yeah.
Because I want he is. He's
there's,
young.
There's like Kid Cable or teen. Like it's like Kid a teen Cable. No joke. Didn't he like kill adult Cable?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what Cable needed was to be more convoluted.
But I mean, the story, like two stories before, Cable had a virus that was killing him every day. And so he kept having to have cloned bodies. And the end of that book happens where there's like 1,500 Cables that get unleashed.
Oh my God.
Which, that sounds pretty funny.
Yeah, that's the kind of Cable story I'm here for.
But they're all wrapped up in each other. They're a coiled Cable.
I wasn't thinking Wet Hot American Summer. I was thinking Heavyweights.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because, I mean...
No, for sure.
I love Heavyweights.
That's fair. Wet Hot's its own thing.
Yeah, everybody's jumping on the blob.
I like it.
Plus, I want an excuse for, you know, you always see the X-Men baseball.
Yeah.
And you only see, like, 5 or 6 pages of that. I want a whole book of baseball.
An entire tournament, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cable looks like the kind of guy who would like baseball, because he looks like a cop.
His dad gave him that baseball glove that one time.
That's right.
For Christmas. So, you know, there are reasons.
But that's basically what I've got.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
I want a fun, wacky...
But so you want to take him in a comedic route, like a
not even necessarily a comedic route.
Well, but that's a comedic book.
It can be touching and heartfelt.
Well, like yes, like all comedies can. But
yes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like.
It's not a hardcore sci-fi.
I want it comedic, but not as a parody. Of who he is. I want the character to be true to, you know. I'm a hard ass and I'm trying to save the future, but maybe
I'm taking a different route.
There's other ways to save the future. You don't have to have a gun that's bigger than your torso to save the future.
I think you do.
Okay. I'd watch it. I would watch that movie.
Yeah, it's not a movie.
It is a novel.
And I'm writing it with Christopher Golden. Because nobody writes X-Men novels like Christopher Golden.
It's true. Mine is, I'm not like, not from the ground up exactly, but what I would do. Cable, as we've said, the X-Men timeline is, timelines are an absolute goddamn cluster F-bomb. There are a bunch of, like, alternate Cables now. You got, like, Teen Cable. It's ridiculous. What's going on with this character?
Baby Cable.
It's absolutely.
Teen Cable baby and X-Men. Cable.
These are out of control. So, I mean, there had been some dark future, alternate future X-Men stuff before Cable showed up, of course. You had, you know, your Days of Future Past. I mean, like, Rachel Summers came back prior to Cable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it really, after he showed up, it was just all over the damn place all the time. He really kicked it off.
The floodgate was open.
Exactly. Yeah. So he went back in time to, like, prevent a bad future, to, like, stop bad things from happening.
Stop these storylines!
But maybe inadvertently, he kind of directly caused all of this other confusing nonsense to come about.
Yep.
And some cosmic entity realizes this. Let's say, I don't know, the Living Tribunal. This seems like in his general neighborhood.
Hello, like, Cable.
Reality is just like, one, nobody can follow any of this X-Men shit anymore. It's ridiculous. Two, reality is crumbling again. We just had this Secret Wars thing to, right. to clean things up. Didn't do nothing. Didn't do anything at all. So Cable has now been tasked with cleaning up the timeline. So he has to go through time and fix things like, okay, you go back.
Here's a broom. Go clean up your
exactly.
mess.
Exactly. He's trying to put everything back to a status quo that is somewhat accessible to new readers. But in doing so, just keeps fucking it up.
Just worse and worse.
Worse and worse.
He's Back to the Future teasing it.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't really have too much more than that. He's trying to stop the domino effect of,
yeah.
and then he has to clean it up, and he's and it just gets more and more ridiculous. And he's not a ridiculous person, so he has a hard time dealing with that.
Mm. Right.
As far
so he's
as
like the straight man in a yeah
exactly,
situation.
And yeah. he's yeah. just trying. He doesn't. He's not up for this. He's like a soldier boy. He's not. Listen, I don't think he can fix the timeline. He shouldn't have come back. He shouldn't have come back.
He needs Forge.
Oh, he can be there. That'd be all right.
The whole time, Cable's just walking around with Forge's leg.
Yeah.
It turns into a gun.
My thought
but
is...
But then Rocket buys it from him because he needs it.
$10.
And look-wise, I mean, like, his look is pretty... I don't know. Can you call it iconic? I guess you could, in a sense. Iconic doesn't mean good. But he's very, like, the whole techno-organic thing. It's
yeah,
all
it
very...
He has a very distinct look.
He does. He's very, like... kind of this jacked up Terminator kind of a deal about himself and
yeah.
the technology, like the techno-organic aspect is very like, here's what we thought.
It's like some kid
here's
mashed
futurist-
a couple of his toys together.
Yeah. Here's futuristic cyborg technology as imagined in 1990. Yeah.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, maybe he's got to upgrade his look a little bit. He's got to get a little sleeker, a little more, you know, 21st century technology.
Yeah.
That could be good. Cable's outdated. He's fiber now.
I'm 3G.
Yeah, exactly.
5G.
Yeah, he's 5G. He's 5G. The techno-organic virus is a 3D printer. So he's just kind of plastic. At least it just grows right back. It's
I'm
so fast.
I'm made of resin.
It's he's amazing. Resin, yeah. And that's Cable.
give me a minute.
Yeah. Like that's it. All I've got.
I like it.
Get her done.
Right, the two of you took...
wildly
funnier,
divergent.
Well, divergent, it, oh. but funnier roots.
Yeah.
I refuse
to take Cable seriously.
You have a grimdark Cable.
Possibly. Well, not. It was more going off what I was saying before.
Are you saying it's hilarious?
The problems with him, I'm like, to fix the character, you have to simplify him, clarify him, and put him on
and scarify him.
And put him on a specific path. So. First, it turns out he's not Scott and Madeline's kid.
Oh, he's Cannonball from the future, right?
He's nobody.
Oh.
He's got...
He just thought he was.
Yeah. It was...
Just like Ray.
Ah. Oh. This makes him step back from the whole X-Group
you
crowd.
Good,
and that,
better.
That crowd.
He's not even a mutant.
He kind of reels from that information. He's he was just really... He's powerful enough. He's a telepath and telekinetic.
Yeah.
He's powerful enough that other people saw that as like a child and were like, oh, we should start to shape him and form him this way and give him the wrong information. Oh, you're this person's kid, so then you do this and you hate this person. And so it was all manipulation. How you clean that up, I have no idea. Because like really, I don't know his full timeline and all the different things.
I can't believe Slim and Red lied to him.
Bastards.
I insist on pronouncing it slime.
And redid it.
And then from there, we have to send him somewhere else where he starts off alone. It's less warrior, more survivor and explorer.
Okay.
And it becomes more of an inner thing. Like there's less guns and more power development with him. Because it's not like he doesn't use his powers, but it always seems to be like, the secondary thing.
Yes.
Like, I got all these guns. And was like, you're the most powerful telepath and telekinetic. Like, what? Maybe you should try that. So wherever...
give him a spell.
Wherever you put him, he meets the supporting cast along the way. So it's kind of like an Old Man Logan in that it's like a separate like where he lived in that world and it was desolate and there was just, yeah. And you had other characters that popped up that may have existed before or they're all new characters, but it was kind of sparse. So it's like a battle world or another planet, or you put him through space or another time, like put him into the Old West and he's stuck there. So then it's a point of like, I'm there and...
Two-Gun Cable.
Yeah. But it's like, but no, change the whole dynamic of where he is. Take him out of this X stuff, because it's just, that's the mess. It's, he just keeps getting caught up in all this stuff.
Mine was a joke, but get rid of some of this shit. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get rid of some of these guys. Like, they get, and that's a good thing, is they have their own, they have their fans and they have their history and stuff. You could spin them off into a separate kind of area where they're not impacting the entire X line constantly and just like making it impossible to follow.
It's almost like Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
Hulk is a fantastic character, but you can only do so much with him.
Right.
So what do you, put him on another planet. And then, oh my God, look at this storyline that comes out of this. That's such a great storyline. And you have other characters that pop up out of that that didn't exist before, or like Silver Surfer comes in and then is gone kind of thing. But it's, you just have more potential to expand that character.
Yeah.
And fix him.
So what happened to Scott's real baby?
Does he even have a baby? He's shooting
blanks. It was an illusion.
There you go. That'll do. Done.
The name's Cable. Remember it.
So I'm Kyle Lees. I make art stuff, and you can look at it at thekylelees.com or by Googling The Kyle Lees, or that on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, whatever.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Do you also make stuff, Mr. Bry Kotick?
So I'm told.
What
and
do you make?
And if I do make stuff, you can probably find it at welcometohereafter.com.
Now that's a weird name. What is that?
Who cares?
No, I care. What is it?
I guess it's a comic.
It's a comic?
It's a comic.
Welcome to Hereafter?
Welcome to Hereafter.
What's it about?
It's both a place and a state of mind. It's...
Whoa.
It
you blew my mind.
Do you know who lives there?
Who?
God.
What?
Do you know who else?
Who?
Other gods? All of them. One might say.
Wait, are you a monotheist or a pantheist?
Sure.
You're the pantheist.
I like to think I'm the pantheist.
Panthers?
Mm-hmm. Oh. There's panthers there, too.
Yay.
Oh, there's everything you can imagine.
I like ice cream?
Oh, there's ice cream.
Ice cream gods.
Mm-hmm.
Volcanoes?
Oh, hold on, I'm writing some stuff down. And, so I try to update whenever I can, usually on a Tuesday, and it's been running for a while now.
Quite some time. You have many
So pages. You wrote it on a Saturday, worked on it on a Sunday.
Yep.
But the day M. Bison came to your town.
Oh, that's... Well, he came to read a new comic. There's a 50-50 chance he got to.
And who are you?
I'm Merc.
Tell me more.
I'm Merc.
Uh-huh. And?
I have a website.
Uh-huh. What's it called?
Merkasylum.ca. MERKASYLUM.ca. You can look around my website. It's getting worked on at the moment. So the old one's up still. But you can see a bunch of gallery stuff. I have my old comic strip, Zygo Bop, is up there.
Woo!
And once the new website goes up, Zygo Bop is gone.
Oh, so get there while you can.
Yeah, I'm not including that on the new one.
Wow.
I can go back and read some of those.
It's going into the Merkley Vault.
Yeah, exactly.
Along with Snow White, but your version of Snow White.
Yeah. But I will release it in clamshell version.
Oh, yeah, please do. I hear it's worth a fortune.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah, I have like books and t-shirts and art and whatever there. You can also follow me on Facebook as under Merk, Merkanaut. Like Astronaut on Instagram. And that's about it.
Cool. Thanks. Big thanks. Huge thanks. The size of these thanks. Good golly. You're going to have a great time with these thanks. To Mr. K.P. Merkley for all the great theme music that he did. Check him out under Ocean City Defender. He does good music.
Yep. He's done like some kind of pop new wavy kind of albums on his under Ocean City Defender. He also does some score work. He's done a few different things.
And thanks to you.
Yes.
The listener.
For still being here.
It's pretty, you know, and if you, the listener, who are already listening to us, need to find out how to listen to us.
Listen.
You can look us up. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're on Maybe Spotify for our German friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, German friend that I met the other day.
We hope you're listening.
Thanks for buying my stuff.
I didn't meet you. No. But I wish I could have.
I was there.
I mean, I could have. I slept in.
It was a nice couple. They were very nice people.
Also, if you see us and you want to talk to us, we'll probably talk about you in the show because we like it when people talk to us because we're friendly.
And if you have any ideas or questions or whatever, feel free. We're very interactive on Facebook. If you send us a message or a post or comment or whatever.
Yep. Send me ideas for delicious salads.
Or also on Instagram. Zero Issues Comic Podcast is also on Instagram.
Zero Issues Pod, I think.
Or Zero Issues Pod, yeah. Okay.
Is the username.
Right.
Don't forget the at symbol.
Boop.
And we're slowly branching out into
stuff.
Other social media platforms.
So until next time, bye.
Don't ask us to talk about cable again. We're done.
Are we going to use any of that?
I don't think so.
I hope not. Zero Issues. Because that was all really bad.
This week.
I want the tag just to be, are we going to use any of that? No.